God, I offer myself to thee, to build with me, to do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self, that I may do thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those that I would help of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. May I do thy will always. Put the love in my heart and the words in my mouth. Hi guys, my name is MJ and I'm an alcoholic. Good to meet you all. Meg, I want to thank you for your service and everybody else doing service on this meeting. My sobriety date is the 2nd of January 2023. I've got a home group. And Meg, I'm sorry to burst your bubble, my love, but my home group is the best home group in the world. And it's called Hopeless to Hopeful. We meet on Wednesdays. And I've got a sponsor. She definitely knows that she's my sponsor. And I sponsor other men and women when they allow me to. I'm a member of this fellowship. I came all the way in and I sat all the way down. I've got a 100% attendance at AA. I've never left. I want to welcome all of you newcomers. Welcome to the greatest show on earth. I also want to welcome anybody that may be in these rooms and suffering. Because my primary purpose is to carry this message to the still suffering alcoholic. And what do I mean by that? If you're anything like me, if you're an alcoholic of the hopeless variety, then just not drinking isn't enough. Because see, for me, just not drinking shows me exactly what my problem really is. The problem is me. The problem is my thought process. The problem is the way that I perceive the world. Problem centres in my mind. I've been both of those. I've been a newcomer and I've suffered sober in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I'm here to report that both of them are equally as painful. In actual fact, I contemplated suicide more sober in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous than I ever did back out there. Because see, without having taken these steps, without having had a spiritual awakening, a profound alteration, a complete psychic change, it all means the same thing. I'm still left with a problem. And the problem is me. Amy, I want to thank you for asking me to be of service. And I don't like to pick a topic. Whenever I'm asked to pick a topic, I always ask whoever's asked me to pick it for me. Because if I pick a topic, I'll get in my head about it. I'll try and prepare a script, you know, because I want to impress you guys. I want to make sure that what I'm saying is exactly what it should be. And the reality is, I'm just another alcoholic. I don't need to impress any of you. My primary purpose is to carry this message. And so you very kindly picked the topic, Hardship in Recovery. You know, and it depends what you interpret hardship to be. But I've endured quite a lot of it in recovery, if the truth be told. And so I'm not going to focus completely on that, but I'm going to weave that in from time to time. But one thing I do know is it's you lovely people, my fellows, in this room, that time and time again have rowed the boat for me when I've not been able to. Whenever I've faced hardship, whenever I've been in pain, whenever I've been suffering as a result of that pain, you guys are the common denominator. There's a line in the big book, and it's the only time I'm going to quote the big book directly out of the book, because also, I've taken the steps, and I am a student of the Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. I believe that I should be sharing from my own experience. Now, this isn't a book study. I'm not here to quote pages. But this line is particularly important for the topic, which is why I decided to use it. And it says, "For if an alcoholic failed to perfect and enlarge his spiritual life through work and self-sacrifice for others, he could not survive the certain trials and low spots ahead." Certain trials and low spots ahead. See, I got it all confused. I come into the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous and I think that suddenly I'm going to get this great life. You know, that suddenly all my problems are going to go away. That suddenly, you know, it's going to be a bed of roses. That's not true. See, life doesn't get better, I do. The way that I deal with life today. You know, I'm able to go through those trials and low spots. And I never believed that I would before I got here. The truth is that my life was so messed up, I couldn't get out of bed. You know, the day that I got to you guys, I was a prisoner in my own home. I was existing on a mattress on the floor. And even worse than that, I was a prisoner of my own mind. Because I didn't understand what I suffered with. I couldn't understand why I was making decisions that I knew would hurt me and every single person around me. But then come you guys. I've got two younger brothers and all three of us identify as alcoholics. And it was you guys working your 12th step on my baby brother, which without even knowing it meant that he was able to work his 12th step on me. That little brother is in the main house. I'm on a family retreat with my sponsees and some of my fellows this weekend. You know, we've enjoyed a wonderful weekend of fun, fellowship, and laughter. Sober. For an alcoholic like me, I never thought that was possible. But let me tell you something. It doesn't come from doing nothing. See, self-sacrifice for others is my purpose today. But as a byproduct, I get a really great life. You know, the less I think of myself and the more I think of others, the better my life is today. I had a wonderful life, an absolutely wonderful life. You know, I was married to my childhood sweetheart. I had two beautiful children. I had a lucrative career. I was an area manager of the UK's biggest estate agent. I had more than 40 members of staff over 7 locations. You know, but I was maladjusted to life. I like to say that I was born with a hole in my soul. I didn't know where I belonged. And see, I've got all of these old ideas and belief systems from different areas of my life. That means that I don't know where I fit in. I don't know who to be or how to act in any one situation. So when I took that first drink, the effect that it produced was that it made me feel good. But then somewhere in the middle, the effect that I was looking for was to just feel okay. And then towards the end, the effect that I was looking for was to not feel at all. Complete and utter oblivion was what I was after. You know, I'd gone from what I perceived on the outside as this perfect life to a prolific shoplifter, to somebody that would steal from, lie to, cheat and manipulate those very people that she thought she loved so much. Because, see, I suffer with an illness that centres in my mind, that talks to me in my own voice and convinces me that a drink's going to be a good idea, it's going to be different this time, and that one is going to be all. But see, if you're a real alcoholic like me, then that one sets off this allergy in your body, which means that you can't stop. See, I announced myself as an alcoholic of the hopeless variety, and that I was. But there's a very big difference between hopelessness and powerlessness, which is what we do when we come in here and we admit it in step one. See, hopelessness means that I do not believe that there is a way out. I did not believe there was a way out for me. I thought I was going to die an alcoholic. Powerlessness is me just saying, I don't have that answer. Who knows? You know, so I had to endure hardship after hardship. I had to have my children ripped away from me. I had to be humiliated in my workplace. I had to have my driving license taken away from me. I had to be stripped of everything and everyone around me in order to one day say, I don't have the answer. I didn't want to admit that I was an alcoholic. Because despite how low I'd fallen, I still wasn't like you guys. And so when I finally admit that powerlessness, it doesn't mean defeat. For me, it's the start of freedom. For me, it's the start of building a life that I could never have dreamed of. You know, and when I come in here at first, I believe that I just need to get some stuff. Right? That I just need a big house. I just need him. You know, I just need that job. I just need things. You know, and all the time that I'm chasing those things, I'm neglecting the one thing that's causing me the most problem, and that's my internal condition. That's my spiritual malady. You know, and I've got two options in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous and in life. You know, I can either continue to struggle or I can just let it go. You know, I didn't understand these steps and I definitely didn't want the God thing when I got here. But my experience has shown me that God provides me with this wonderful thing called grace and, you know, I get to make mistakes. I get to fall down. Because the lesson is in the falling down, but the blessing is in the getting back up again. Every time I've experienced hardship or failure in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, it's been uncomfortable. But I can honestly tell you guys that every single time I've come out the other end of it, that it's been absolutely amazing. And it's helped me understand who I am today. It's strengthened my character and it's made me the woman that I am. Now that little brother that's in that other room out there, not too long ago, got arrested because he had been violent with his partner. And his partner rang me and said, MJ, he's getting violent. I've rung the police and he's on the run. She called me back 10 minutes later and said, MJ, he's banging on the door. What shall I do? And I said, I need you to take that little girl of yours. I need you to go in the bathroom. I need you to lock the door and I need you to call the police again and not answer it until they come. See, because I'm an alcoholic and I understand what my brother suffers with. And what I understand is that the person that was aggressive to her that night is not that young man, but is illness. And so, for the 6 or 7 hours that my brother was on the run, I jumped onto a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. I didn't know where he was. I didn't know what he was up to. But it was you guys.
5 minutes.
That sat with me. Thanks, Catherine. It was you guys that prayed for him. And it was you guys that rowed that boat for me because I could not row it myself. My brother's arrested that night and I knew he was safe. You know, I have faced homelessness in these rooms. I was evicted from my home. And what happens? This fellowship puts its arms around me. And see, I've got a relationship with a God that I did not want. But today that I understand and that I have complete and utter faith in as a result of taking these steps and doing this work. And whilst it was uncomfortable, the result is that I have a home today, which for the first time in my life is my own. See, I went from living at home with my parents to living at home with my ex-husband's mum and dad. The only other home in which I felt that feeling was the very first home that I had with my ex-husband. You know, I've had a big house, fancy car, didn't feel that. And when I look at it now, I realise that this is the first time in my adult life that I've been on my own, in a home that feels like mine. Because I've done this work and I've taken a look at myself. And I know who I am today. You guys help me with that. I've been unemployed in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, struggling to pay my bills. My family have been through my grandmother being diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And I was really resentful to her when she was first diagnosed. How dare you not be that grandmother that I remember? How dare you have exactly the same conversation with me day in, day out? But as a result of taking these steps and putting in the action required, I enjoy calling my nan every day and having that same conversation. I'm able to do that today. Now I get to travel this country and the world, in actual fact, carrying this message. And as a result, I get to enjoy days and weekends with my fellows. Because I've got fellows everywhere. See, I can go anywhere in the world and walk into a room of Alcoholics Anonymous and be welcome. You're my people. Can't get through the trials and low spots unless I think about everybody else. Now, my middle brother has just had his second child about 7 weeks ago, and that little boy was born early, and within hours of being born, he had to have life-saving surgery. He's really poorly. You know, and instead of making it all about me, I'm able to shout for that boy today. I'm able to be somebody that he can lean on. Because life doesn't get better, we do. You know, and yes, an alcoholic like me cannot stay sober on just fellowship alone. I need to take these steps. I need to forge a relationship with God of my understanding. But it's been my lived experience that it is you guys, time and time again, no matter what, no matter when, row that boat for me when I'm not able to. See, you newcomers who aren't aware of this, the only requirement for membership around here is a desire to stop drinking. And for any of you guys that are back from a time away, that applies to you too. What I will say though, is that if you've got a seat in these rooms, stay in your seat. That baby brother of mine out there is a serial relapser. And whilst he is always welcome back in these rooms, I see that it is harder to get back than it is to stay. So no matter what you're going through, no matter how dark you think it might be, I'm here to report that there is light at the end of the tunnel. My sponsor says that we have a 100% success rate in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. In fact, my old sponsor is the one that used to say that. And I agree with him. You know, I know firsthand that the people that live in these lives, these extraordinary lives, are the people that turn up even when they don't want to. Are the people that do what they're supposed to, even when they don't feel like. And it's been my own experience that that is the case. Now, we've got what's called a set of spiritual tools laid at our feet. But newsflash, guys, in order to get the tools, I've got to bend down and pick them up. I'd like to thank you guys for allowing me to come in run my mouth for a little while. My name is MJ, and I'm a very grateful alcoholic.